It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now I can see why the whole world loves the fat man.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. My sexy man's going to fill your ears with magic.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow, we will be talking about American Idol. A guy by the name of Dr. John Tantillo is a marketing genius, self-described, I should point out.
If he's Spanish, it would be Tantillo.
Tantillo. Oh, and incidentally, we haven't said it enough. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Dr. John Tantillo wants to save American Idol, and he is a marketing genius.
He's a doctor.
I'm sorry, Buzz. Just bear with me here.
Sure.
Beth Ann.
There's business to take
I really
care
just
of.
Have one very pertinent question. Also, the guy selling the penis-shaped cashew on eBay. We'll actually have him. And this thing really does look like,
it really
you,
like
you know
thing.
What.
Eerie.
Yeah. Dr. John Tantillo, self-described marketing genius?
Who says he's a marketing genius? It says on the card.
I did, Buzz, when I was writing the card.
Is he right or is he not right?
I hope he's not right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's getting the hang of it.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
She knows exactly what I want.
I'm going to save American Idol.
As all women do.
I'm in a wheelchair.
All right. Let's get back to the final buzz of the afternoon. I don't know.
Your many trips to Las Vegas, you ever fly Allegiant Airlines?
Not a chance, Buzz.
I had never heard of Allegiant Airlines.
That's the name of Allegiant?
Allegiant.
We flew Frontier backwards, Rob and I.
Yes, we got there first.
And I thought that was about the coolest thing. We really did. We were drunk enough that... And then you went to the front of the plane, right?
I eventually found my way front. I was drinking bourbon.
Yeah, and you found like 18 bottles of bourbon on the way.
Or was it the back?
And so when you take off and you're seated in reverse, it hurts your tummy.
What about Allegiant Air?
Well, some folks headed home from Las Vegas took Allegiant Airlines. And
Allegiant?
They had a bit of a rough landing at Loveland Fort Collins Airport in Colorado.
Gate 36, if 37, 38, 39.
You nailed it. If only the brakes worked that well, Mike.
Oh, no.
The brakes reportedly locked up on the MD-80 as it overshot the end of the runway by about 10 feet.
Oh boy.
No one was hurt, but it took an hour to get buses out to the plane so people could be transported to the terminal they saw whizzing by their windows.
What is wrong with you?
Exactly. The plane, undamaged, that same plane... took off an hour later with the same pilot, headed back to Las Vegas for another load of victims.
Here's the pilot now. What do you think of what you did? Okay, yeah. Don't answer.
You know, the return flight was safer because by then he was sober.
Hey, Buzz, this guy has been waiting for a bit of time here. Kirk from Molesta, you've been waiting a long time. What can we do for you?
Hey, I had a quick question for Mr. Burbank. Mr. Burbank,
I'll
in
try.
The polls, the superdelegates have really started declining between... There's a narrow gap between Obama and Clinton, but nothing was mentioned about the fact he went to and won in Guam. Only mentioned that he won by 7 votes. And
I did mention that.
No. I'm talking about the media in general. You're the shiznit, Buzz. I mean, you always say that stuff. But
what is the shiznit?
Let's move on.
A compliment, I think.
All right, I'm sorry. We're gonna lose the license if I keep talking to that guy. They gave me a big sign that said that. Should I have not repeated that word?
I'm sure it's fine.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Well, then, fine.
Fine.
I hate to move on, though. You know I hate
fine.
To move on without closure.
I know. Me too.
It's you know what moving on to me is? It's blasphemy.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Physician, heal thyself.
Okay. I'll find out after the show what that was about.
I'll tell you in the car when we ride home together.
Very good.
Hey, if you're watching a TMZ's nightly show on television, you're watching...
Hate that show.
You're watching the news as far as the FCC is concerned.
That's nice.
The Federal Communications Commission has ruled that the slimy gossip show qualifies as news programming.
That is a perfect description, the slimy gossip show, where they make those little germs into personalities.
Is it still hosted by Harvey Gold?
I'm sure. Standing at his like piece of glass where he's writing with the grease pencil on the glass and he's talking to all the little germs that are there going. And this is exactly what that show's about. You will see that smarmy kid that's got the long blonde hair, and he'll look at Harvey and say, "Yeah, we saw Dennis Quaid coming out of a gym. Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Got it.
I would love, seriously, more than anything, to see them turn the cameras on those people. Mm. Catch that blonde guy when he's coming out of his duplex at 7 o'clock in the morning, scratching his ass and picking up the newspaper, and also maybe have the cameras take a look at old Harvey.
Yeah,
coming out of some sort of parlor?
Not that I wouldn't accept Harvey as a guest on this show.
Of course. Of course you
I'm
would.
A hypocrite that way.
That's good.
That's okay.
Good.
Well, the FCC was ruling on the equal time provision, which means that because it's now classified as a news show, TMZ does not have to give equal time to candidates. Like that was going to be a problem.
Oh,
the FCC has also dubbed as news Pat Robertson's 700 Club on the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Peace be with you.
That's where you get most of your news, isn't it?
That's right, Rob. At least they're consistent, though. The commission ruled in 1988 that Entertainment Tonight is also a news program.
Of course it is. Billy Bush. We listen to him all the time.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Newsotainment.
Paul Harvey's wife, Angel, died Saturday morning in their suburban Chicago home at the age of 92. As
Sorry
his longtime producer and creator of the rest of the story, Lynn Angel Harvey is a member of the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Good day to her.
Paul Harvey married Angel 68 years ago.
Wouldn't it be ironic if she didn't go to heaven with a name like Angel?
67 years?
67 years.
It's a long marriage.
Frightening.
CSI's Gary Dorden is apologizing for his drug bust last week by way of an email.
You know, you jumped right into that, and I was thinking about 67 years. 16. I don't get credit for, like, all the different relationships.
I think you should get credit.
Even
for
if you add them up, how many years is it?
Let me see. 1, 7. Like, formal marriage?
I think that Carla counts.
Okay.
As long as you've been cohabitating.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16. It's no big whoop.
Marist College.
It's no big whoop at all.
How many?
It's fine.
Fine?
I don't know. 17? 17 years?
That's good.
Well, I mean, that's like saying, you know, I get credit for when I date as well. I mean, then you'd add that all up and
I'm
stuff
for
like
that.
12 years with Carrie.
I'll tell you one thing. I have never been happier. And I know that Buzz and Rob echo those sentiments.
That's true. You never have been happier.
Finally, in South Chicago Heights, Bill Bramante will get his final wish.
Fine.
To be buried in a silver coffin decorated to look like a can of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Now, there we go. Good man.
That is great.
For now, it's an ice chest, but we're not here to talk about that. In Britain, an actor collapsed on stage from a heart attack during a scene in which his character has a heart attack.
Now that is method.
Unlike his character.
You queen.
I know, that's an acting term. That is an old queen term.
Unlike his character, the actor did not die.
Oh.
He'll be fine.
Oh, good.
We're not here to talk about that either.
I bet he was.
Everybody say it.
No.
I am fat.
No, we're here to talk about the woman in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, who shot her 8-year-old daughter with a BB gun because the boyfriend she was drinking with bet her a dollar she wouldn't.
Told you it was a good sound to get.
Seemed hilarious to them at the time, less so when the girl's teacher saw the bruise and called police. Mother of the year. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. Our thanks to the other dog whisperer, Don Hanson. He was very informative.
He was good.
Well, Rob and I were talking, we might want to get a slightly more out there dog person.
How about a sexier dog person?
Yeah, maybe a dog person that's not quite right. His website is Green, the website that makes Rob laugh every time, greenacreskennel.com.
Golly!
Also, Denise Cohen, she's GM of Sisters Nightclub in Philly. Go to WJFK.com to see photos of Lilia Hassan. She is the hottest lesbian of 2008. That's it, guys. We got to get out of here.
Okay.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Ham and Eggs Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, when driving the highways and byways,
yes,
please remember, the louder the music coming out of the windows, the lower the IQ of the person driving. For all the people that drive by my house. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Goodbye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.